Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest for you. And the latest is the Astros. They can actually, now it doesn't matter what the Yankees do, they can clinch with a win tonight.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
They can also clinch with a Yankees loss, but they can take care of business themselves. Clinch with a win tonight over the Diamondbacks. And no better person to be going tonight, Clint. It is Justin Verlander, and he does have his personal center fielder in Dubon in the lineup. So he is out there, out of the lineup today. Yordan Alvarez, not a surprise with that injury. We'll get to what Dusty had to say about that here in just a second. And Altuve, who had the big night yesterday with the two home runs, he is out of the lineup. But Verlander back at it. I think this is his third start since returning with the calf injury. He'll look to try to go ahead and close things out. And then after tonight, hopefully the Astros have nothing to play for. And now they just get themselves ready for the postseason.
We gonna make any bets on this one tonight, T? I think there's probably something out there. What's the strikeout total?
I have some action right now on the Astros team total being over 3.5 runs.
Oh, I got $3.
Nope. Sorry. Minimum $5 with my bookie.
Is it really?
Yes.
I mean, he looked so did you see it? Like he was deflated. Did you see that? Like he just went like, hey, limp.
What would be the point of even betting?
Let me hold two.
What?
200?
Let me hold $2.
I just told you there's a $5 minimum.
I know, I got three.
He's got three.
Let me hold two.
You don't have to have the money right now. You have to have it after the bet is completed.
But I want to give you this so you
I got two singles for you.
You got two singles?
I got two singles.
I don't want those three ones weighing my wallet down anymore than what it is.
Where do you think those ones came from? That's the kicker. They got a little glitter on them, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
I can see the glitter shining from here.
Man, I'm a married man. You going to put me out
what?
There like
what happened?
Dollars,
I mean, I just wonder
there
why
ain't
there's
no glitter on these dollars.
I just wonder why there's glitter on your ones, man.
I got these from the church. I got change back.
Yeah.
You ever run into them cats at the church? They got a 20. Hey, boss, let me get 2 fives back. You just want to put 10 in? Yeah, let me get 2 fives. Maybe that's just at the church's office.
Where'd that glitter come from?
Let me think about that. I don't know if I want to give you that $3.
Hey, for real, man, that glitter on them one. Where'd that come from?
Maybe I've been at home waiting for you.
I tell you what, ain't no man leaving the shake joint with 3 ones. I'm either going to leave with 100.
Yeah,
I'm either leave with 100 or they're going to be empty.
I got some bad stripper stories. Like that lady who took advantage of me from Notre Dame.
It's not taking advantage of
Notre
you
Dame's
if you enjoy
out, huh?
No, she did. She came and got me for a dance, right? And she danced through two songs. She kept on going. She never hopped. She kept on dancing through two songs.
This guy looking for a discount at the shake joint.
Not just looking for a discount. I'm thinking,
you think
all right,
it was 2 for 1 hour?
No, I didn't know. They went to another song and she kept on going. She did, and then she stopped after the second song and then doubled up the price on what that
was.
That
makes sense.
And I was a college. No, I thought it was. I thought that was a one dancer.
Did you
Notre Dame? Supposed to be a reputable university, right?
I said, hold on now. I said, $50.
Hold on, so.
And I'm in college at the time, man. That's big money. $50. I thought this was 25, 50. said, oh, it's two songs. I said, but you danced. You kept on going.
I asked for one. You gave me
you
two.
Hop off. I thought y'all one dance was two songs. I didn't know. Different things. I don't know what's going on here in Nashville.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
701. She brought that guy over or whatever. She started crying. I'm trying. That's what I said, Notre Dame. She goes, I am just trying to take the bus to get to see my family in South Bend and all, you know, and all. She started crying and all this, and, you know, I had to come off that $50.
So Tyler, are you listening to this? And I had to go
to the ATM. I had my certain amount.
This guy took a two-song dance.
I'm just saying she didn't.
And raised hell on the back end of it to where she went and got her manager. She cried before he even went to the ATM.
I truly wish I was surprised right now.
No, the showman.
It's the principle. Can I say this also?
I got a question. What kind of shake joints you were in? She was trying to take a bus to Notre Dame. She didn't even have a car?
I don't know. That's what she told. She went into tears.
I'm going to guess you were in Printer's Alley or something.
Notre Dame. Supposed to be a rep for university, right?
No, I was on a different side. I don't know what her issue was, but I'm just like, hold on. It ain't my fault. It was two good songs, two in a row, man. Two real, like,
clearly.
Two bangers.
And at no point did you ever think she's going to try to get me for this second song.
No, I didn't. I'm not.
She must have been really hot.
I probably had about two personal dances in my life up to that point. I didn't know that second song cost. And I'm like, hey, you hop up. Because that's what I'm saying. My point was, and I kept saying to her, so how come you didn't just keep dancing? What made you get up after the second dance? How come you just
only,
didn't go for
only
three?
You would have a
right?
serious
like what made you get
like
up?
He, this guy had oh, a no, serious
hey,
debate
hey, hey, boss,
like he's
we stood
debating
there for 17
a,
minutes
you're debating
we
were, a
what
stripper
what is wrong with
17
me?
Minutes back and forth
like,
we went
like he wants to oh sit up like God. He wants to sit up there and debate with a like
on the text line I feel you show another one that happened to me as well because it's the same person but
come on man
no you first of all you can't debate the stripper to a point about the magician. At some point just pay the money.
Well,
you
no,
sat through two songs
it,
you
saying,
knew what the hell was going on. You're a smart
she, no,
dude you're a smart
I like,
dude
I, no, I didn't like how she
you,
kept
you're a smart
school.
Dude at no point the minute that second song started you said I'm going to pay for this.
I didn't know I did not I, honest 100%. To God I did honest
oh, you
to
thought,
God I didn't
you thought
honest to God I
you
thought
she was
just
she was
first off I wasn't experienced that much into strips alright I was 20.
She was gonna give. He thought real highly. He thought, man, she must really like me. She's gonna give me that second song for free.
If you're not experienced in an atmosphere like that, then usually the thing you do is just kind of go more with the flow, and you're not so like, you don't cause problems. You don't push back on stuff.
$25
flow. Oh, hey,
he didn't have that maroon money, Tyler. Everybody didn't have
that
luxury. That
$25 was groceries, Jack.
Then what were you doing there?
Trying to have a good time, splurging a little bit.
No, you weren't splurging. You were doing the opposite of splurging.
They'd be trying to get you. They'd be trying to get you. They tried and they got me.
You're the only guy I know that would
I
debate a stripper.
She hopped up.
I ain't
she
never
said
going to shake joint with you.
She hopped up and I said,
good point. That'd be embarrassing.
Good. I don't want to go with your
I like to have a good time when I go.
No, I don't want to go with either one of y'all either.
Well, don't worry about it. I ain't going with you.
The Joy Taylor stuff you do, you do too much groping.
I would
only if they let me.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
If I look over
and my boy Ron the Show Ugly is debating a stripper over $25, I'm coming off of it. I'm paying for it. I'm just going to
say I'll probably throw in some just to try to sweeten the pot, too.
I'm in a much better place in my life. But her
you just pulled $3 out of your wallet.
That's what I got. Hey, I'm in a much better glittery place in my dollars. Life because I don't do them things that you do. But I'm just saying at the time, she dances. She hopped up. You want to dance? Yeah. I knew I only had one dance in me. I knew what was in my wallet. I had one dance in me. I stepped up, got my dance. We sitting there, we chilling, and then she hits through a second song, and then she hops up and she say, "It's 50." I said, "50? You said this was 25."
He looked her up and down too.
I showed up. Did? Oh, she said, "Well,
dude,
she said, well, you
bad.
Well, you had two songs." I said, "Well, how come you didn't get up after the first?" There wasn't no tip of like, you want another one? She's just going to keep riding through this.
Well, it's all her fault.
It was.
I think you may have been inebriated. I think she may have said, do you
20.
Want me to keep going?
Drinking.
And you said, yeah. You weren't, but you were in a shake joint?
I was 20. I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, okay.
B-Y-O-B.
You hear that, Teresa?
Mm-hmm. By the way, no, she'll
hear B-Y-O-B. Bring your own bottle to the shake.
That's right.
I mean,
real quick, it was Dusty on an update on Alvarez as we transition. That's what I promised the people. Here's the tease.
Just got through checking with the trainer, and he's sore. And so we don't know about today. We're hoping maybe he'll be ready on Friday, maybe. Just depends. And so he'll come in tomorrow and get some treatment and do some work, and then we'll take it from there.
All right, he's sore. He'll be back hopefully on Friday, Clint.
Couple things. Couple things there. Oh, yeah, I'm fine with it. He'll be fine. Couple things there, though, on Dusty. He clearly, this Yordan Alvarez thing's clearly scared the hell out of him, because the tone of his voice right there, he wasn't mad at Chandler. He wasn't like annoyed with the media. He was dead ass serious right there. His tone.
All nervous.
And the other thing that I noticed there, show. Did y'all notice that Dusty specifically said, I spoke with the trainer, and this is what the trainer said.
There were no problems.
He specifically let us know.
Pick up on that.
Yeah, no, I just spoke with the trainer,
and
here's
down,
what I was told.
That I did not pick up on that. That's a good catch.
Yeah, ain't getting me in no trouble. Because, see, that would have been a perfect time for somebody to ride through. You know, speaking of that, Dusty, you feel like you guys' communication's getting a little bit better now, and the injury stuff better than it did before.
Come on, man.
No, they're going to ask for that damn thing. Just sit there and act like that didn't happen. Nobody asked that question.
Have you seen him yet here today?
That makes me so mad. All right, next couple of days, hopefully by Friday, the big fella is all right. Or as Tony Gwynn, what did Tony Gwynn say?
Big-ass dude.
It's just a big-ass dude. Hopefully he's all right.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, some injury news for the Texans and the Chargers coming up. I don't think the injury report I've been checking has not completely come out. We do know this today. Brevin Jordan, again, Clint, did not practice, did not dress. Remembering he missed the last game with an ankle issue, so he didn't go again. Kurt Heinisch, who missed the last game with a foot issue. And, man, when you start thinking about that run defense that was rough against the Bears, and really they've been struggling throughout the year, he was out in that game. He didn't practice. Jerry Hughes, this is becoming a Wednesday thing. It didn't get as much publicity as Tom Brady missing every Wednesday, but Jerry Hughes has been missing Wednesdays, and Malik Collins also didn't dress. He had a knee thing last week as well, but did play. So those are the ones for the Texans that didn't dress.
Yeah, look, Jerry Hughes, no worries whatsoever. Whatever you're doing with Jerry, keep doing it. I mean, that dude can put his hand in the dirt and go get the quarterback, and that's what you got him for, and that's what you need him to do moving forward. In terms of stopping the run, I think interior-wise, they got to start making some noise. Look, Malik Collins, if it's a knee or if it's an injury or whatever, I mean he's got to play big. Kurt Heinisch needs to get right. He's got to play big. They just don't have the bodies to rotate interior wise to really hold up with these guys being injured at all. And so I'm not worried about them practicing or not, to be completely honest with you. But these big dudes in the middle got to play. Like rotating a big end inside in certain situations is fine and dandy versus a team you know is going to throw the ball around. But when there's one that's going to come in and just run the ball in obvious passing situations, Chicago did, then you got to have some big dudes in the middle. And right now the big dudes in the middle just ain't getting it done.
Also, Dameon Pierce was limited with a hip in practice today. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. See what happens tomorrow. We do know Joey Bosa will not be in this game. He is having surgery on his groin. They're putting him in IR. You have other news on the Chargers with their...
Yeah. The Chargers have now released their full injury report for Wednesday. You got five limited participants, including wide receiver Keenan Allen, quarterback Justin Herbert, cornerback J.C. Jackson, center Corey Linsley, and tight end Donald Parham Jr., and then one full participant that I guess was on this report before, defensive lineman Austin Johnson.
Well, that's kind of big that those guys were at least limited.
Yeah.
Right? Keenan Allen returned this week. I think they're going to play Herbert. He played last week. But the tight end, Parham, and J.C. Jackson, the corner, those are big to think that they're actually in practice. Because him and Asante Samuel Jr., by the way, how old are we? Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah, played against his pop.
Multiple years in the league. He's not a rookie.
Hell, I played with Pat Surtain's dad.
I remember Pat Surtain. I think I covered him. It's interesting. But those are key notes there for the Chargers. Those three names. So we'll keep you updated.
Texans getting lucky as hell once again with these injuries, ain't they?
We'll see. Yeah, gosh. Bosa out, but I don't know. If those guys play, that they're a little bit more healthier than they
But Bosa alone, you're still, I mean, you're losing one of, if not, good gosh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, some interesting stuff to keep an eye on, Clint, with this weather situation in Florida. Many teams already missed their moving games. Like South Carolina, they moved their game to Thursday. Florida, the Gators, they moved their game versus Eastern Washington to Sunday due to Hurricane Ian. And then we're looking in the big one here in the NFL. This is the game of the week. Many people believe Sunday Night Football was supposed to be Kansas City at Tampa. And the word on the street is the contingency plan is to move this game to Minneapolis because the Vikings are playing on the road against the Saints. Move this game to Minneapolis, and the Bucs will host the Chiefs in Minnesota, which that's a tough home game to have because that's about a 5-6 hour drive from Kansas City. In that area, you can see a lot of Chiefs fans riding into that in that spot.
Yeah.
So this is going to be interesting to keep up and see what teams are doing right now because this hurricane. I think a lot of people are making moves and moving games. A lot of college games are getting moved already as well.
Yeah, it's the pro games don't bother me as much because those guys are all, I mean, pretty established dudes to where you can deal with change and adversity and compartmentalize. Those college games, man, that's a different animal, especially when you're leaving an area where you have family in that area, and so you're taking the kid, the player, and you're going and playing a football game somewhere else, and their family's back behind and has to figure out what the hell to do. So we know all too well around these parts that them damn hurricanes ain't no joke, and they're devastating, man.
All right, coming up, Michael Brantley spoke to the media today, and he had something interesting to say about his future. You don't want to miss that. We'll let you hear that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Michael Brantley, he spoke to the media today. We haven't heard from Brantley. Boy, when he had the surgery, we just hadn't heard from him or heard a lot about how things went. We heard the surgery was successful, but not a lot from him. But he spoke to the media today and spoke about his potential future moving forward.
How hopeful are you that you can be back here next year?
Yeah, very. From, Jim Crane to, all the way down. So from day one when I walked in this door, I was, welcomed with open arms. I'm very appreciative of everything that this organization and my teammates have, given me and my family, and it means a lot to me.
All right, that was Mark Berman, Fox 26, there asking that question. And that's a thought. Michael Brantley, he'll be 36. When the season's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Starts next year. He is coming off of shoulder surgery. Obviously, this was so much to the point where it took him out of the out for the rest of the season. You good with bringing Michael Brantley back?
Hell yeah.
You good with bringing
absolutely,
Michael?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about Mr. Professional, ain't you? I mean, yeah. I mean, you're talking about a left-handed bat that sits in a two-hole. You're talking about a guy that needs to be load managed along with a guy that you just signed, a young player in Yordan Alvarez that you just signed. I think those two shared left field duties. I think those two shared the DH position. They sit in the two and what would that be, two and three hole in the lineup?
Yep.
Hell yeah, I'd be good with it, man. I'm A-okay with it. I'm assuming that from a physical, from a checkup standpoint, I mean, clearly he passes all of the physicals and all that kind of good stuff, and physically he's ready to rock and roll. But his age doesn't bother me. You're talking about an older player that again, if it wasn't Mr. Professional, then I'd probably have some concerns. But you got to feel good about the things that are in his control. He's probably going to handle professionally. And so, yeah, I'm definitely here for Michael Brantley coming back.
Yeah, I think the only drawbacks, fellas, would be, all right, do I think he's going to be affected at the plate with this once he heals? No, I don't think so. The other thing is, this is the second surgery he's had on this shoulder, right? I just remember them saying the doctor that performed it the first time, he went to him for another opinion as well. So the second surgery he's had on that shoulder is how will he be affected in the field? That's the one thing. But I think it's worth it, as you said, with him and Yordan, and I know you all won't believe this, but when you look at the spaces that they need to fill, and I think in center field they're going to have some decisions to make at first base as well. And Tucker and Framber, like they're going to need money there. I think this is a perfect kind of deal they would want to do. Probably 2 years, you know, $30 million, yep, something like that. Probably Yordan playing more often in left and Brantley DHing. And then, and obviously not every day, but that he gets some games. But Yordan more often in there, because I do wonder how his arm will be affected in the field. But him, if he can be a DH, you know, say 60% of the time and 40% of the time he's in the outfield and they're switching off like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And it's a cheaper option, and then allows you to go and handle those options in center field. Maybe the bullpen is something, yeah, you want to jump up.
Also, show me, look, I think he's an asset to your organization. An older player like that is always a positive influence on your young cast. Not that you have a necessarily need to check guys or keep guys in line, but boy, we've heard the stories about Bregman and how Verlander helped him with getting sleep and diet and things of that nature. Man, when you've got a veteran group of guys and two, three, four guys that are helping your youngsters in that way, not necessarily the way that we initially think when somebody says that, like, boy, keeping them off the streets and keep them out of trouble. Well, I think with the Astros, it's more about just teaching them how to be a pro and taking care of themselves and impacting them in ways and reinforcing how important the diet, the sleep, the off the field stuff really is. I mean, that's powerful, man. So I don't think we should minimize that. You look at the veteran presence. I just think there's something there. Great in the clubhouse. Fits. Knows the clubhouse. You know he's a fit. Yeah. So I would be A-okay. With now the money has to make sense, right? I mean, he
someone can't. Just texted and said $30 million. Are you crazy?
I don't know.
30 million, 15 a piece.
That's what he was at the last. I don't know. Show. I don't know what. I mean, what is it? 13? Really blow your skirt up? I don't know what the number is. We'll find out. I mean, we'll end up finding out here sooner rather than later, I would imagine. So,
But you could hear there. He sounds like he wants to be here. And he could add. Someone said way too much. 2 years, $30 million. I don't. Okay. All right. Way too much. What do you want to give him? Six? he was your best hitter.
Woo! Love that money.
And one of your best hitters, average wise, I believe, probably was your best hitter, average wise, him or Yordan when he got hurt, and hits right in that two hole, hits for power and everything. 2 years, $15 million. Man, what are we talking about? Way too much.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me with these guys.
34 a year.
Right.
Way too hell. I think I feel like that's what Presley got. I think Presley got $15 million.
No, he did.
Like, what? Oh, come on, man. All right. So, yeah, Michael Brantley, we'll keep an eye on that. But that would make sense. He wants to come back here and play next year with the Astros. Boy, if he got him on a one-year deal, that'd really do it for him. You know, them and their short-term deals. Hey, Clint, I was thinking about this because someone hit me up tweeted me this. Because I said, boy, I hope the Texans start to understand that Dameon Pierce is now their best offensive player. For many reasons, it's no longer Brandon Cooks, and I hope they operate that way. And someone texted back and said, hey, man, I think you jumped the gun, thinking that Cooks is still the one that teams are concerned about first.
No, you said that he wasn't.
No, I'm talking that this person responded back saying that they think I jumped the gun, and they do think that Cooks is still the person that teams are concerned
so
about.
So they disagreed with you that Cooks is no longer the biggest threat on this offense.
I don't think that is the case anymore, right? Like, I think we came into the season, I thought Brandon Cooks is your best player. Brandon Cooks is the guy that teams are going to focus on. I'm not going to let him beat me. I don't think that is the case anymore. I think it is Dameon Pierce at this point for a lot of reasons, not just being Brandon Cooks' fault, but I think it's Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you. They have to focus on something when they come in here. But I'm going to be honest with you.
There's not an
offensive player on this team that scares anybody.
Not even Pierce?
No, I mean, look, Pierce has got a chance. I mean, I like the way Pierce runs. And, yeah, he can make a guy. If we're picking up, you know, one, who do I think is the best player in the open field with the ball in his hands? Like, if I need a first down and I got a choice, I'm going to get somebody in the open field and I need him to make that person miss, run them over, do whatever they got to do to go get the first down. Dameon Pierce is a dude. I mean, I'm going with Dameon Pierce. But I'm not going to sit here and we've seen three games of Dameon Pierce, and really two games of Dameon Pierce because he got sidelined for the first. So I'm not going to sit here and say that this guy is the best thing since sliced bread. I would give the ball to Dameon Pierce. I would scheme to get the ball to Dameon Pierce in those situations. I can tell you this right now. I mean the Chicago Bears had zero fear playing man-to-man coverage, like bump press man-to-man coverage. They had no problem playing like blanket zone where they, a defender that has the deep third literally sitting on 12-yard routes and running the routes for the receivers with zero fear of anybody running by him. And Brandon Cooks was that guy a lot of the times. So, look, I mean, the third down throw, the RPO, I just watched it again. The RPO that Davis Mills talked about throwing where the corner rolled up on it. He should have handed the football off, but he didn't. He would have handed it to Rex Burkhead, by the way, but he didn't. And he's, you know, the corner it rolls up with no deep help, literally no deep help, rolls up and takes a quick out away from Philip Dorsett. The scheme and the lack of explosion at the receiver position is literally, I mean, There's zero fear in defensive coordinators and defensive backs. Zero.
Well, yeah, I would agree.
Zero. I mean, it's – and I don't know.
But it's for a lot of reasons. It's a lot of reasons. Like, I think it's – they don't believe they're going to pull the trigger down the field.
Yeah.
And then they're not afraid that he's going to just run by you.
I'll go back to this show. I don't know – how, like, and I'll speak just to the game that I'm watching, the Chicago Bears game last week, the Texans. I don't know how Brandon Cooks doesn't go to the sideline and go, hey, coach, next time they get in man-to-man coverage and they press me, this is what I'm doing. This is what we're going to do. Like, you're not going to throw another ball to Jordan Akins. It just ain't happening. Like, we get man-to-man coverage. Either 13's getting the ball or 12's getting the ball. I got two choices, 12 or 13. I mean, that's where we're going with it, and here's what we're going to do. I mean, they're going to reach that point at some point in time because what they're doing right now just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up offensively. It's going to get to a point where, like, Brandon Cooks he's got to quit being a good soldier. Like, he's got to quit being a team first guy. Whatever happens, I'm going to get back in that huddle with a smile on my face. At some point, he's got to be like, hey, man. We get that man-to-man coverage with this no-name DB on me that nobody knows who the hell he is. We ain't ever heard of him. And you don't throw me the damn ball, I'm going to throw a fit on this damn field.
All right, let's jump with it. Right there, 713-572-4610. You have a problem with that. I think Dameon Pierce has become this team's top offensive weapon and is the guy that I think puts fear in them and who they feel like they've got to stop, I think it is Dameon Pierce. You still think it's Brandon Cooks? We'll discuss that and a potential player that the Texans really, really need could be on the way. We'll discuss all of that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right. Who's the guy? Who is the guy that offenses or defensive coordinators fear? Some people checking in. Brandon Cooks still right now. I want to say Brandon Cooks. The only reason it's not Brandon Cooks is because of Davis Mills and Pep Hamilton. That's coming from.
I think that's very fair. I watch this film and one, I'm gonna tell you, nobody's scared of Brandon Cooks. Not that anybody's scared of anybody, but not, so I'm not putting him above or below anybody. I'm telling you right now, Chicago's secondary had zero fear. In fact, I would say they were big and bold. Boy, they took big time risk. You'd have ran a double move, or the quarterback would have held the ball and take a shot down the field. They'd have been in trouble multiple times. But yeah, look, I think there's no question about it. You look at, I think Pep leaves a lot on the table in terms of, he has it for three games. He's left a lot on the table in terms of creativity, movement, pre-snap kind of thing. Should never be minimized. It's absolutely huge. It's a game changer, especially if we're talking about Brandon Cooks in particular, of, you know, moving him and allowing him free releases, snapping the football with him on the move is tremendous. Getting him extra touches. Pep's not doing a whole lot of that with him. He's not getting real creative with him. Davis Mills, again, you know, I think he's impacted by the play calling as well more than I thought after watching this. But yeah, there's no doubt that Brandon Cooks is being handcuffed a bit by the play calling, the quarterback, I would say.
Now, I do agree with what you said. Like, they're targeting the hell out of him. They're not high percentage targets, but they're targeting the hell out of him. But as you said, if this continues, you got to say, hey, man, we got to do something more. We got to change something up to get me involved here. Now, in fairness, one could say, hey, man, you got to stop dropping these balls. Like, you had a touchdown.
Absolutely.
You had a touchdown against
Absolutely.
Denver that could have changed the game. You had another drop against Chicago, right? Like, you got to stop dropping these balls. And maybe also, maybe it ain't just the play calling and somebody that you're not creating separation like you used to. So there is some stuff there. But if I'm Brandon Cooks, if we roll through here through week five and I'm still, there's not really any creative ways to get me open, I hear you on that.
Well, at some point there's got to be some pushback. I mean, you expect it from your veterans. The good teams do it. I mean, this guy's got to be a guy that will, if something's not right and offensively they're schematically lacking and not taking advantage of just easy money, at some point a veteran like that has to stand up and say, hey, here's what we're going to do.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.